Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Now, the future of West Kerry's only nursing home is in grave danger tonight amid disagreement between those looking to save it and the regulator, HICWA. Concerns have existed around Ocean View in Camp since it was placed under the control of the HSE last September. Our reporter Barry Lenihan has been following this first, so Barry, you might remind us, what is the situation here?
Yeah, and this story coming alongside a growing number of nursing home closures, Sarah, with 80 shutting their doors since 2018. And Ocean View in Camp on the Dingle Peninsula had been a private nursing home managed by Apparee Living, but in September the health and safety watchdog HICWA cancelled Apparee's registration of the home amid governance concerns and pushed the HSE in charge. Now, the facility had been slated for closure back then, with residents to be moved to other centres elsewhere in Kerry and potentially beyond, but families and the community rallied to save the home. And in September we heard at the programme from Alva Keoghan, whose father was in Ocean View.
My dad is a particular case. He's got full agency over all his decisions, and he is simply refusing to move. He's choosing literally to make this the hill he dies on. And do you know what? It's all these tiny intangibles that are actually priceless. It's the relationship with his carers. They're his everydays. Like, I get into him every day, or my sister, but like, I'm only in for half an hour. The other 23 and a half hours he's spending with these people.
But in October, there seemed to be a happy ending when another company, Riada Care, told the government it would buy Ocean View pending HICWA approval.
So why then are the concerns again, Barry, over the future of Ocean View?
As Riada Care's deal to buy the nursing home is now on the brink of collapse amid disagreement with the regulator HICWA. HICWA claims there are significant fire safety risks at Ocean View, and it has decided it would limit Ocean View's registration to 15 beds. However, Riada Care says the nursing home should be home to 34 beds, 34 residents, and that this is necessary to make its agreement to buy the home financially viable. It's also committed to investing €1 million to Ocean View's refurbishment to ensure fire safety concerns are addressed. But this evening, the two sides are deadlocked, leaving an uncertain future for Ocean View's 15 remaining residents, as Shane Scanlon of the nursing home industry body The Alliance has been telling me.
Riada Care are actually going to invest €1 million. In such a rural area, you're not going to have any operators really, you know, putting this level of commitment into a centre to protect, you know, the livelihood of the residents still living in the centre. There's currently 45 employees working in Ocean View. And to be honest, it's a lifeline employer for people living in the community. But today and this evening, it has been proposed that the number of registered beds in the centre go to 15. Commercial sale of the facility hangs on getting 34 beds registered. That's actually, unfortunately, would, from a commercial standpoint, like, would collapse the deal.
If registration is only provided for 15 beds, as you say, Care, they won't go ahead with the deal, and would the nursing home then close?
It would close. It's a very rural area. You're not going to see an operator go out on the Dingle Peninsula and build a care facility. Like, in my opinion, there will never be a nursing home on the Dingle Peninsula again. And just geographically to describe, it's almost, that whole peninsula is almost the size of Dublin. So you can imagine it'll be an absolute nightmare for the ageing population that's out there. And I suppose what Riada Care have said to me is that, on a conversation with the Office of the Chief Inspector yesterday, that the Office of the Chief Inspector actually said, you know what, this is unprecedented. They have never re-registered a deregistered facility. So what I would say back to that is the actions they're actually taking right now are also unprecedented. And we have to be very mindful, as does the Office of the Chief Inspector, that these decisions will have a long-standing impact on the peninsula. But if we have a situation like this again in the future, it's a very sad situation. And obviously, like, this is real life for the families and the residents and the staff. Like, this is quite a serious situation for the peninsula as a whole.
What does this whole episode say about the sector more generally, and indeed the role of HICWA in regulating the sector?
Look, HICWA and the Office of the Chief Inspector have a huge role to play. I mean, they were set up post Lease Cross to inspect and regulate nursing homes. It's an integral part of improving the care and welfare of residents in nursing homes. The concern here is that this is an unprecedented situation that they are now in, and it will reflect where they are now as a regulator based on the decision they make. HICWA was set up because of Lease Cross. If this goes wrong and the centre, you know, closes and the deal collapses, this could well be a Lease Cross for the regulator itself. And I would really, really ask that people sit back, think long and hard about balancing the health and safety of residents as well as making sure that the centre is saved. And, you know, I want to bring in, Barry, if it's okay, just a human standpoint on this. I was given a brief story by the most long-standing nurse in the centre. She's still there. She's been there for well over a decade. And she sent a little story, and it says, "Ocean View has always been full of laughter and divilment. You would hear the peals of laughter coming from the sitting room, kitchen, dining room, never knowing who was up to what." Now, I met that nurse who wrote that, you know, statement from years ago. She's still working in the centre. I actually met the resident yesterday who's the longest standing resident living in the centre, and she's still smiling, Barry. So this is real life. It actually reflects us as a society, because a society will always be reflected on how it protects the most vulnerable. And I think we are in a precarious situation here, but it needs to come to a positive closure.
That's Jane Scanlon there of the Alliance. So Barry, what's HICWA saying about all this evening?
HICWA says an application to register Ocean View was made in November 2024, and back then an application was received, and in order to register any nursing home, a spokesperson said, the chief inspector must be satisfied that the applicant will comply with the regulations which were established to ensure that all residents who live in nursing homes are safe. Inspectors, they say, have continually engaged with Riada Care since November 2024, and it says any proposed decision to grant an application to register a nursing home may have conditions attached to that registration, for example, if there's a need to ensure resident safety. It also says nursing home providers can apply to remove any condition when they can demonstrate they have taken the required action and improved the safety of a nursing home. But with senior politicians watching this closely, and this one might have a while to run yet, Sarah.
Barry Lennon, thank you very much for joining us with that report.